Blog Talk Radio.
You gotta stay sharp out here. You gotta stay in the loop. Can't do what you did yesterday. You
keep making crack music.
It's not a weapon they can form against me that will prosper.
Pray for me.
I've been whipping foreign Bentleys with an ill posture. Selassie, I know some deadly rosters. I've been dancing with the wolves, it's like Kevin Costner. Picking up the cakes, it's like Betty Crocker.
Facto.
I can give it to you hard if you already rock.
How you want
but
that?
Keep it low, cause you know you don't want the feds to pop up. From the real with all this money, only the feds can stop
chill.
Us. On birthdays was the worst days. Now I might pop 80 grand on a Thursday.
Count that up.
2.2 pounds is what the birds weigh. If I'm a pastor, please tell me what the church say.
Amen.
Heard you. Be cool when I swerve through. Call the goons up, them niggas gon' purge through. I done lived through things that might disturb you.
Promise. This ain't the life you looking for. Search my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments and I don't know what they took them for. I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw. The trap house, the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door.
Whip it up.
It was black tops, rocking a black Porsche. Now we hopping out of traps with the Mac doors.
Nah, that title does not fit you. The culture is not with you. Your verses are not scriptures. I was the first and 15th block clicker in the spot with the blicker. The plot got thicker. I only indulged in weed and not liquor. Trying to have the best work and finish my rock quicker. Prices got cheaper. The hill's all mine. Now the work that I'm touching can get me some real time. I kicked it with the Lord. He sent me some real signs. I started to record. I wrote me some ill rhymes. The love and hate thing. I'm dealing with real lines. Now it's two guns up, so I got the concealed nine. They wait for you to die, then they label you a legend. I'm debating on the new M8 or the X7. Fire. Figure either one to be a good look. Yeah, count my blessings, get my lessons out the good book.
Promise. This ain't the life you looking for. Search my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments and I don't know what they took them for. I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw. The trap house, the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door.
Whip it up.
It was black tops, rocking a black Porsche. Now we hopping out of traps with the mat doors.
50 pointers in the chain just to hide the pain. Trying to count up all this money probably wreck my brain.
Probably will.
Free that nigga Neffin, free that nigga Main.
Free my nigga.
All my niggas to the system probably go insane. Real street nigga worth a few M's. Rapping real street shit, dropped a few gems. I know them niggas mad, I'm in the new bin. Fuckin' spend another dime on some new rims. Niggas from my hood, die from niggas from my hood.
Swear to God.
But everything I learned came up out the hood.
Seminary.
I took my niggas with me straight up out the hood.
Silent.
But they'll call you fake, you make it out the hood.
Feel.
Bitches turn sour, niggas turn snake.
That right.
They shutting off the power when the payment late.
No, they
when you broke,
they.
Niggas love you, when you rich, they hate.
Pussy.
They plotting on your death, trying to set a date. Feel.
Promise. This ain't the life you looking for. Search my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments and I don't know what they took them for. I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw. The trap house, the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door.
Whip it up.
It was black tops, rocking a black Porsche. Now we hopping out of traps with the mat doors.
Big brr.
Jerry Productions.
Run away, get some back from me, shit. Shit. Yeah, I get this shit in blood, huh?
Bitch, I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Rick, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, once I'm back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that shit from you, come get it back in blood. If your nigga killer ain't dead, you should wear no RP shirt. We
had 300 shots up in the car before we picked up dirt. Niggas who ain't got shit going, go grab a glizzy, get alert. Shots to G-Post, RIP, and Reezy in the dirt. You gotta know I go too far. Get two O's up on this honey, one of them might stand for O-Block. About 20 some shots left up in the K, 15 still in the Glock. Keep my door unlocked and stop, I like getting on feet, box the car. We get up close, doing dirt, I ain't showing love. 11,000 all ones, left my right pocket in the club. Up on me dirty, I went got it out the mud. If I took some, get it in blood, I don't give a fuck where we was. Bitch, I got my own, if I don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the net, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no dodge drugs. Niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s. Once I'm back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that shit from you, come get it back in blood.
Killed your man, you keep on talking, better get that shit in blood. Get my shorty, them a dub, then they gon' walk inside the club. Hit his little ass with that switch, I bet that switch up his nerve. Fuck the odds inside my city, lil' bro, put them in the mud. You can't come back to your hood, huh? He was dissing on my cousin, now his ass all in that wood, huh? Book his ass, I wish he would come. V-Roy pop up out that car with that new Glock, I wish he would run. Hit that slam, bitch, I'm really icy, really icy.
Push icy, that's my dog, but boy, you know I'm really shy,
my nigga. You told all them OT niggas that you really sly. Tell the truth about your game, bitch, they really dying, gang.
Bitch, I got my own, if I don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the net, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Rig, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood.
Bitch, brr.
Production.
Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. I get it lit, I get it hot, just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves, I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. She like my dance moves. Guess I'm a man, she keeps to a fan, now we making fast moves. Looking for love, but it never lasts, I guess it's casual. Hands in my pants, she looking for bands, this something is brand new. Told her watch what that bad do, cause it can get litty when I'm in my city. You know it's my phone, you play me loud. I need a bitty to show me some titties, the real definition of hanging out. Maybe some kitty, cause I'm really pretty, but I know you shout when you gang around. Ain't got no time to just hang around, fucking or fighting, we bang it out. I get it lit, I get it hot, just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got some moves, I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. I get it lit, I get it hot, just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves, I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts, I've been rolling up just to keep me some company.
I bought a bitch for the thrill. I fuck bitches on me and all the worth of bills. I get it poppin' by all enemies. I hold up my wrist, that's a vending machine. Ain't having issues looking fettuccine. You fucking King Pluto, you get what you dreamin'. Pop up my talk, got me splashing codeine. Fall about your wardrobe, you fucking the king. Came out the bottle like 400 troopers. Put a switch on it and go make a movie. Trippin' on AC, I'm totally polluted. Bitches on bitches, they done my recruitin'. Hoes, they goin' both ways. They get it poppin' on good medication. Diamonds on me, Bobby Brown. Diamond be dancing on me, Young Jay. I put them Rolex diamonds on my trigger finger. Walk on down, leave a nigga in the cold. I put a finish spur on a cha-cha. Had to turn up another nigga hoe. And she do it all, my nigga say. I'm controlling my bitch without using a remote. I done came from the bottom, I started with nothing, they go out and give me a drink. I done special no R&B, started the trenches, these bitches gon' do what I take. I put my
shit, you know damn well I'm lit. I've been fucking these thotties, I'm loaded and rich. Came up from nothing. You know these racks, bought these gold digging bitches. I sit in the smoke, tell a nigga on fire and kill all the witnesses.
I get it lit, I get it hot. Just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in his shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. I get it lit, I get it hot. Just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in his shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company.
Depression, sipping syrup, I was moving slow. I was down below, but still I always kept my head up. Nigga, gotta get my bread up, I don't wanna die young.
I ain't tryna die young, so I gotta ride with one.
Stood 10 toes down in my Balenciaga. He ran out on a nigga, that's a shot-ta. Cold-hearted nigga with the blocka. Gotta keep it on me, I wanna die young. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I'm gonna post bail, just look at my wrist. Tell me why the legends always gotta die.
They got yeah.
Keep going.
Put my kids in Givenchy, she must ain't 1 + 1 = 3. I can't support your personal needs. She don't got a mortgage, moved in with a needy. Niggas be capping them cars, be leased. Young is in charge, I see for the streets. I would nod and nod, they woke up a beat. Struggle with maybe we used to have water for dinner. We didn't have nothing to eat. Soon as I get on his ass, they gon' look on me bad. I'm like, damn, he was fucking with me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'ma turn up on a hater every chance that I get. I want the biggest watcher they got, don't care if that shit hurt my wrist. All these hoes fuck on us all, I wish I would claim that bitch. They get hard when they get guns, we got a hood full of sticks. Soon as they say we can't come, you know we'll run around that bitch. You can miss me with that shit, you know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, hoes. You know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes.
I'm from the trenches, niggas be tough on the net, but really be there for attention. Well, bitches be talking like they really rich, but really be begging me under my pitch. I give a 40-50,000 cash to start up a business. I spend that shit at the dentist. I'd rather fucking pay up a rent for a year just to get out of her feelings. I'm in a Lambo truck in my hood, nobody gon' tell me shit. Going to Cali, I pick my weed for sure, nobody gon' mail me shit. Dice gang, crops of CeeLo, I need cash, don't tell me shit. Baby got his hood, I'm smashing, you can tell they really rich. Drop the low, ain't no room right now, I took her to the O. Then I put up on the Lamb, cause she a fan of Booney Mo. I got the city on lock, fucking up all the ops. I be around with $3 million in jewelry, I'm standing on all the blocks. This an anthem, dropping the six in the Phantom, Black Rose truck with the always century mammy, I'm sitting on Panda, I love my cousin, she was a dancer. I love my brother, he was a scammer. Sit on my lap cause I'm pulling her tracks, and I fuck on the back cause she calling me handsome. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'ma turn up on a hater every chance that I get. I want the biggest watcher they got, don't care if that shit hurt my wrist. All these hoes fuck on us all, I wish I would claim that bitch. They get hard when they get guns, we got a hood full of sticks. Soon as they say we can't come, you know we'll run around that bitch. You can miss me with that shit, you know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, hoes. You know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes.
We the best music.
Another one.
All right, peace to the gods. How y'all doing? It's your boy Jonah Bay at you one time with a consultation Wednesday. Hold on, let me set up this Facebook Live and YouTube Live and then the Instagram. All right. Live on both of them. Let me do the Instagram Live. All right. So today, this is Consultation Wednesday where I answer all y'all's questions on the processes. How y'all doing out there tonight? I hope y'all doing well. I know I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. So, yeah, someone hit me up just a second ago. He said, yo, kombucha is the fermented drink, and kimchi is the cabbage I was talking about that you eat. All right, so what, man? It's close enough. It's close enough, right? You know, sometimes I know the information, I forget it. But the book that you want to read that'll tell you all about these things, you want to pick up the book. It's called The Tao of Sex and Longevity. The Tao of Sex and Longevity. All right, pick that book up. It's a bestseller, too. It's going to tell you all about food combinations, what to eat, and all that for the best health imaginable. You know what I mean? I read that book about maybe 30, 35 years ago. Take my shoes off, boy. You could never be. It's only one. And I don't want your sweaty feet in my sneakers. You put it in your sneakers, boy. Anyway, let me go to the call line. I'm going to be calling the last five of your numbers today because the way the screen is looking, that's all I can see. Hold on. Let me do a reload and see if that does something. Nope. Looks the same. So I'm going to go to 2656666. This is your last five numbers. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods. What's good, Donald? What's good, man?
Oh, I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great. Everything's well. What's up with you?
Oh, man. Same here, brother. Same here, man. I had a question. I don't know if you kind of had the answer to it, but or if you ran into this problem before, but... man, I'm currently trying to deal with a process out in Ohio, okay, but trying to get the information like the what is it, the Constitution, a certified copy, right? Okay,
right.
They're saying and the archives library is actually closed to the public. So what other way would we be able to get a certified copy if we can't go to the archives to actually receive it?
What case is it?
It's dealing with a gun charge.
No, what like say for instance you're trying to get Trincy versus Pagliara. What is it you're trying
to get? Okay, I'm trying to get the 1871 Ohio Constitution.
Ooh. See, because I was about to tell you to go to the law library. Yeah.
Okay.
It may have it in the law library. Go to the law library. If they have it, you can get a certified copy there.
Okay, so the law library.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
It's an old-ass constitution. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, and they giving us a hard time about getting it at the archives, you know, giving us the runaround, basically.
Right.
Even the office of the judge, you know, so it's kind of hard to receive any information from the state of Ohio right now. So.
Right.
Okay, so just try out the law library. Would they have the oath, the office as well?
Hell no.
Okay, so shit, it's just out of luck on that end.
You tried the Secretary of State is where it's supposed to be. You tried there?
You know what? No, I haven't tried them yet. I just figured we get everything from the archives. I know that's how we do it in Tennessee. But
yeah, I've never heard of getting the oath of office down at the archives. I've never heard of that.
Right. Well, we got a certain building that we would go to out in Shelby County where we would get it from, where the oath of office, not the Constitution. We get that from the archives.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, okay.
You
okay,
better find your old
man.
One.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, man. It's shit, man. I ain't ran across nobody else that, you know, kind of actually be on the processes like that. So, you know, it's like I'm out here on my own doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Someone's asking me when I'm going to do part two to the private banking seminar. I'm working on it. I haven't found the... hotel yet that can accommodate us. I will let y'all know when I got it in effect. I'm still working.
Okay, God. Well, I'm going to yield the floor, man, and allow others to ask their questions, man. I appreciate it.
All right, then. Peace, God.
Peace, God.
All right, I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 476-2267. Peace to the God. Peace.
I appreciate it.
Peace to the gods, Jonah Bay. How the hell are you doing?
I'm doing well. All right, I'm going wonderful to the next call. I'm going to 476-2267. Peace to the gods.
Peace.
Turn off that radio.
All right.
Peace to the gods, Jonah Bay. How the hell are you doing? I don't have a radio on.
All right, I'm going. You got something on the back. I got reverb.
Hey,
no, I don't have, I'm trying to tell you, I don't have anything on. Guys, John Bay, how the hell are you doing?
Oh, man, we got a bad reverb. I'm going to have to come back.
Reverb.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to tell you, I don't have.
Alright, I'm going to caller 249-0309. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. What up, John?
What's up?
Hey, I don't hear.
Someone was like, yo,
anymore.
That's creepy.
Yeah. Oh, man, just talking about some creepy shit. There's definitely been some creepy shit going on over here in my life. Man, I didn't.
What's going
on?
I'm going
to talk discreetly, but anyway. And I shipped out things to different places after consultation, you know, with the bill and all that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about all my shit just come up missing. I fucking can't find my shit through Express Mail and all that stuff. I'm talking about from money orders to the actual bill, everything just missing. So I'm in the process, you know, getting that resolved, but it's just been crazy. I mean, phone acting weird. Internet acting weird. I'm
right.
Like, oh my gosh. So I'm gonna ask him, like, you know, has anybody else done this so far? That part. I heard a couple of people say, well, at least one person say, well, it must be working because they work on it now.
Right.
But it's looking like it. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, man. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. I really didn't have any questions. Well, maybe I did, but I just can't remember. I'll be going off the top of the head sometimes. But you mentioned the book. I can always go back and listen to it again, but can you say it again, the book where you, the foods that you shouldn't mix?
Right. The book is called The Tao of Sex and Longevity.
Tao
of Sex and Longevity.
Okay, cool.
It's going to talk about as men, you got to practice sperm retention and all that. Yeah.
Okay.
You could have sex,
okay.
But you got to, you know, abstain from coming.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to check that out. We out. information. You said it's a bestseller. I'm going to definitely check it out. I've been collecting some cool books. But also, something is always useful, you know. where can we get more information about our ancestors on any level? You know, whether it's law, you know, commerce, law, existence, you know, chakras and things like that. What's something that you checked out or that you have?
Just strictly on the ancestors, chakra systems. And all. The problem is they have it all spread out in different books. Now, the ill part is the book I just told you is going to go into your chakra systems and all that. This is one of the books I would, you know, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It goes
cool. Okay, they come together like that.
For the people that's in the chat, I'm about to put the book in the chat so y'all can find it. Okay. I'm putting it in the Amazon. Shit, I got to order me a new one, too. I don't know where my copy is.
Okay. You know what? Let me jump back to that other question I said before. Do you advise, I know a lot of your stuff you take straight to the destination. I did mine by mail. Because I have a P.O. box's return address. So, that's what I'm going to ask. So with that being said, like, for as dropping stuff off in person versus a P.O. box.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's okay as well? I mean, like a physical address, not
necessarily. If you're trying to give them give it to them in person, it ain't gonna work because a lot of them buildings they're gonna be like, ain't no one here. You can't come in since COVID and shit like that.
Exactly.
When it comes to them mailing back to you, it doesn't matter if it's a P.O. box or a physical address.
Okay, great. Okay, and one other thing. With the promissory note, I told you I did mine here, even
mm-hmm.
though you said everything up for me there.
Yes.
I was wondering, like, so does that mean that I should actually have done that note there in ATL?
Not really. You know, you got to think about it like banking. right? Because that's what it is. And I don't care where you live. You could go borrow money from any bank anywhere, and they're going to do the promissory note there where you're getting
exactly
a loan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of the comptroller, and I'm like, okay, well, since everything's established here, I only got the DBA here, maybe I should go back there. But okay, cool. But I yield mm-hmm. the floor. I appreciate it. Peace, God.
All right. Peace, God. No problem. All right. I'm going to 832-5531. Peace to the God. Peace. Hello.
Peace, John. What's going on? Peace.
Peace.
Hey, John, what's going on? Yeah, John, I wanted to ask you, man. So I've literally, you know, done literally everything that you've done probably in the process regarding the, except for maybe the, what do you call it? The notice of designation for New York.
And
attack and mail. Hold on. And the 1041. Because I, you know what I'm saying, I'm not getting no stimulus money, not getting none of unemployment, not getting none of that shit. So I'm trying to find out how I get my recruitment. That's number one.
First
and then
of
number
all,
two,
that form has nothing to do with a 1041. Secondly, so many people come at me, they want to do 1041, right? As I keep on telling y'all ain't set up to do it. Listen, do you have all your bills in your trust name?
Once you put it on the non-UCC,
ask them a question. That's a yes or no question.
I would say yes, because I've transferred everything to the trust. Anything in the name of their league is anything that is all transferred to the trust. It's
okay.
All registered.
Now. Just, I don't know why I say, that's a yes or no question. You could have just said yes, and I'd have got it a minute ago, right? Then
so
I'm
just saying how I went about it.
Dog, if you'd have told me, is everything in the trust name, and I asked you that, and you said yes, I'd have known that. The way you just went about explaining wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessary. So then I got to ask you, do you have a bank account open in the trust name?
No.
See what I'm saying? Then I got to ask you, if you do, well, obviously you don't, but if you did have that open, I had to ask you, all right, all the bills are in the trust name. The bank account is in the trust name. Then I would say, how do you make money?
Right, exactly.
And then I would say, okay, now you take all that to a CPA, and you get them to do the taxes. And whatever, what's the name is over, your expenses, the trust would get that back. With the CPA doing a 1041. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying most people can't do it and ain't set up to do it, because they've ignored a lot of things to be able to do it. It's just like you asking me, how does my corporation do taxes? I'm like, well, how do your corporation has its money coming in? And it has to have a bank account and all that shit to do that. You know what I mean? In other words, the trust can't have expenses unless the trust has bills. So when you're ready, when you got all those elements put together, you can go do the 1041. You know what I mean? But actually, you're going to be doing what's called the informational tax. And then for your recoupment of expenses, the CPA is going to do the 1041.
Okay, so being that I done transferred everything from the estate onto the trust, all taxes,
mm-hmm.
all tax liabilities, everything,
mm-hmm.
via the 8832.
Because y'all realize a trust don't pay taxes.
Right.
Now, we got taxes rolled into almost everything that the trust is paying for.
So now that everything's been converted, just give it to the CPA. Because if the state is in the trust,
the 8832. You're gonna need your bank account. Your trust has to have a bank account. Your trust has to be running totally separate from the straw man. Like, you wouldn't have no place to bring the money to without the bank account.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to email you on that.
You could try emailing me. I'm not going to answer. I don't sit back and write emails.
No, I'm not saying sit back and write email.
Yeah, I'll answer questions yes or no. That's all I'm doing in an email, yes or no. Other than that, I'm going to tell you get on the air and ask me the question where I could speak freely. I ain't going to write nothing out.
So I had the bank account open before prior to this, but I had to close it because I was with the deposit didn't go through. So
it sounds like
I'm giving back the deposit that I initially had. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, man. Yeah, a lot of people try to learn what I'm doing, right? And then they try to use some of the Patriot stuff. That's not going to work. Because what I'm telling you,
I'm not using none of that.
Based on the law, and you know what I mean, like, boom. How I go about teaching people private banking, I did it based on 100% the National Currency Act, and it showed how to redeem instruments and all that inside that law, right? And that's what the seminar was about. But yeah, you know, all the other stuff ain't based on law. It could be based almost on law, right? But a lot of the things that was done had background things you had to do. So, like, say, for instance, you're doing step 32 and you didn't do a step 1 through 30. It ain't going to work.
Right.
Yeah, so keep that in mind.
All right, in terms of the GSA, right?
Uh-huh.
You sent them out.
GSA is a discharge. It only works when they want it to work. It does work, but it don't work all the time. No matter how perfect you do it, sometimes they'll take it, sometimes they won't. And the law for that is 31 U.S.C. 3113. So keep that in mind. But, yeah, what's up with your question?
Right, 31 U.S.C. 3113, right. So we sent it to the judge. We sent it to the parole board. We sent it to GSA, right? This is in June, right? So my man sent it to the judge, to the court. They sent it right back, and they sent it with a letter stating, oh, we cannot afford you any remedy through the court. So we sent it to parole. We sent it to parole. Parole didn't even open it. They sent it right back. You know what I'm saying? When we sent it to GSA, they gave no response whatsoever. So we sent it back to parole the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We registered and all that, sent it back to them. Still, I know that September is the new fiscal year for them. You know what I'm saying? They're starting off, you know what I'm saying? But this, we sent the shit out in June. They had it more than a month already. Parole had it more than a month, sent it back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They didn't even open it. We sent it right back. GSA never answered, never responded. Non-response.
Mm-hmm. I would say they're not accepting it right now. Try again in 3 more months.
Yeah, but we got the injunction and all that, Jonah. Everything. To the T, default, to all that. Everything.
The injunction don't have nothing to do with GSA bonds. That's number one. Number two, if they don't accept it this quarter, you got to try in another quarter. Sending it back in the same quarter doesn't do anything. And that's the pain in the butt about it. You don't know when they're going to accept it, except for when they do accept it.
Okay.
All right. All right, then. Peace.
Peace.
Someone said you sound like DMX, B. These niggas is clowning me stupid.
Right.
Peace, God. right. I'm going to call a 671-1292. Peace to the God. Peace.
Oh, that's me. Peace, Jonah.
What up? What up?
Man, peace to the God, man.
Peace to
I
the
got
God.
Got a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
To the motherfucking God, see. Number one, what's your consultations looking like? How is it? How is your schedule looking like?
I think I'm gonna be caught up tomorrow, so it'll look like, you know, for people who don't know, and for new people, right? Listen carefully. Consultations. I don't do consultations on Friday. That's my one day off from consultations. Now, Thursday, I'm open. Tomorrow, that's when I'm doing the rest. So the next day to get to new ones would be Saturday. Now, also, there's people in front of y'all, newbies, man. Don't hit me up thinking you can get a call the same day. It ain't going to happen. I get consultations on the regular. It ain't going to happen. It takes a little time for me to get back to you, but I will get back to you. All right? So, yeah, it's pretty open after Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. The conversation you was having with the brother before me was a very good conversation. And I want to chime in when he was talking about the GSA shit.
Right.
Reason might not be going because the laws that says that the laws that govern the GSA says that if it's not in the interest of the United States, they're not going to take that donation. They're not going to take the gift. They can't.
Yep. Exactly. And that's what they wrote to him. They said they're not going to be able to give him remedy right now. That's what he said,
mm-hmm.
right? So yeah,
yep.
he got.
That's why he was like, yo. Yeah, you can't do the same shit in the same quarter. You got to wait.
You
got to
wait. Facts. they were polite. They said, we will not be able to help you right now. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have to wait the next quarter. You know, that's why I always tell people about the law on the GSA. 31 USC 3113 right there, and that's for all discharge.
This is why I
went back in and showed y'all how to do accord and satisfaction so that you can do the knockout. You know, you got your choice on how to go about it. But yeah, GSA bonds, you do a lot of work, but they ain't guaranteed at all.
All right, that's noted. So one more thing before the conversation. As far as opening up this trust bank account, now you're advised to go get another EIN number, a domestic one, the same name as Express Trust.
Mm-hmm.
And then use that with the certification trust and blah, 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 blah to open. That's that. That's pretty much it.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So what's up with when you said some shit about, you know what? Never mind. All is well. I'm good. I'm straight.
All right.
Indeed, God. I'm hollering at you soon.
Peace, God. I 208-0151. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods.
Peace to the God. What's up?
How you doing, Jonah?
I'm doing wonderful, Max.
Hey, Jonah.
What's up?
Good. Ashe. Hey, Jonah. Wonder if you send something to them, and they send it back to you. You know. Like I sent my injunction, and the attorney general sent it back.
That's a trick that they do to try to make it seem like they ain't accepting.
But you
right.
still be on that do not detain. Don't even pay no attention to it.
Yeah, because the governor did it, but they, you know,
yeah,
they just send it back.
Yeah, it's a trick.
Okay. Okay, my brother, keep up the good work. That was the only question I had.
All right, then. Peace, God. All right, I'm going to 403-6062. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yeah, peace. Peace. What up, Jonah?
What up?
Yeah, man. Hey, yeah, before I say anything, yeah, I just want to say I appreciate everything you've been doing, man, and teaching the people. And now I'm seeing all the pieces coming together and what we're supposed to be doing. So I'm loving
it,
man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Question I have for you was when the trust is doing DBAs and doing like LLCs and stuff like that on the foreign trustee is signing as the owner, do you want the spiritual name? Would you want the spiritual name also signing on there as beneficial owner, like on DBAs or like on LLC paperwork, stuff like that? Or would it just be the trustee by itself?
Just a trustee. Trustee does everything for the trust.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I had that clear.
Absolutely. Right.
No doubt, man. Yeah, that's all I had, man.
All right, then. Peace, God. This must be a confusion show for newbies. Like, they ain't understanding none of the questions. Y'all asking some questions for, you know, the people that been here. They're like, what? The trustee, you know? Like, what? They confused. Yo, don't worry. Y'all getting those archives. Y'all, SoundCloud.com. Search Jonah Bay, getting them archives. You'll know what we're talking about with no problem once you get a few shows up under your belt. I'm going to 807-7058. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Peace, Jonah.
Peace. What up?
Shit, you got it, my G. You know, I'm wonderful, magnificent, great, man. I'm winning the court, man. And put that shit in there, man. Put that one in there with the trust and everything. They basically bow down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And dismissed a lot of the charges and wanted me to plead to a fucking open container.
Okay.
It's
a compromise.
They dropped everything, all that. Yeah. They dropped everything.
I
they dropped the they dropped the Yeah, but then I'm gonna hit them with the damn what's the name? Because they put a fine on it. But I'm noticing something, Jonah. It's something been going on because prior to this, I had some shit with a fine, and they not holding me to the fine.
Mm-hmm.
They not holding me to the fine. They're not bringing it up. It's not been an issue. It's not been in court. They haven't addressed anything.
Right.
They haven't said anything about it.
You got your injunction done.
Yes, I do.
You got your authentication done. You got all of that. There is a separation that is happening, right? And the separation is they're separating public from private people. And, you know, with everything that they're trying to do, they're separating public and private people. So y'all are going to start noticing differences on how they handle them.
Cause you know it's like you know it's for show, to the public, to the masses. But behind the scenes, it's a whole other shit going on. Of course, you know that.
They know all the work y'all put in to go private, and y'all been doing it for years, man. Everything we do, just like you know, like the promissory note, right? The promissory note, man, shows you being. Private like a motherfucker. And besides me, about 5 other people have been contacted by the comptroller. So they're noticing like heavy.
Now, Jonah,
going hard.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. I mean, cut your whiz, but about that, because I know you started going in. Now, how does the comptroller get in touch? Because I done that. When we done our promissory note, up to speed, we got all that shit. Everything that you taught as far as mm-hmm. all the way up to now is done, pretty much. Only thing we really were still working on is the damn passport, and we damn near got that done.
Right. I don't know. They just call out the blue. I don't know. Everyone don't get called. I just told you.
Right, right, right.
I don't know how
did they get your mask?
Oh, you got to put all that stuff in on your form when you give in your promissory note.
Mm.
It's like a pink slip. It's a universal pink slip where you, it's just like when you're doing your DBA or your trust and you're filing
True.
That. It's a pink form True. That they have you fill out and you hand it to them with whatever you're filing, and that's how they have it. They have your math, your address, shit like that. It asks you about all that. Email.
I gotta go back because I filed it. You know, it's on the record. The
uh-huh.
the lien, the promissory. I mean, even the lien, the UCC, all that's done. The non-UCC is on there. Everything's already on
mm-hmm.
the court record. So yeah. So and you said everybody's not going to be contacted.
Everyone's not
going to
be contacted. B. It's just a fact. It might.
Right.
It might.
So
it
might be something that they contacting people like they need to use your specific bond, so they might contact you to expedite
right.
that. And someone else's bond ain't coming up. They might want to contact, you know, it's different circumstances.
Right. So how are they? Okay, so let me ask you this then. So, all right. So is that the comp? So that would be the comp controller, the one that's calling you. Would be the comp controller for the county, correct?
It could be the county or the state. I don't know.
Or the state, either one. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. You know what I'm saying? I was just, you know, I was thinking about that. I was like, damn,
well,
it could be the state comp controller or the county.
I went heavily into that in how and why they contact you in the seminar that I had just did. Part two, definitely something that y'all want to get into. That's all part of that private banking. And we know exactly
True.
Why they're contacting, too, because it's in the law.
Because because it's been filed. So now you made your claim. You basically made a claim.
Listen,
and now they got to answer that shit.
When you go into, Rule 220, and talk about you
right.
being the age of majority. The age of majority is
True,
people yeah. that are handling their private affairs, handling their banking affairs,
business.
Taking over
banking.
Their account.
Right.
When you do the
right.
promissory note, it proves that you are the age of majority. And their trustees can't administer the account no more because it's in trust. And you got the promissory note written out to the trust, which is the birth certificate, the authenticated one. So you took the real title of the
True.
Straw man
and
gave
it
to annexed the
trust. It. Right.
Yes.
Right.
So all of that,
right.
all of that makes them have to contact you. But you're definitely out of their money laundering scheme of the world. You basically
yep.
just took off the stock market, and it. And you're
True, indeed.
Basically preparing yourself for redemption of that birth
certificate. So basically, right.
It's
right.
A US,
so basically you're saying.
It's a U.S. A U.S. bond, your birth certificate.
True.
And when I say U.S.,
True.
I'm not talking about U.S. as in the United States Corporation. I'm talking about
right.
it is a U.S. bond because it is one
right.
of the United States of America bond. You see, because
Indeed.
In the Republic, a state is the United States.
Right.
The states is the United States. See, so they had everyone flipped up all this time when they talking about, I want a direct treasury account and all that shit.
United States
Corporation, Washington, D.C. That's not where your money at.
Right, you
That's
made that very
bond.
Clear. I don't know.
Your bond's not
right.
issued. Your bond
right.
is issued
the
one
county.
Of the United States in the county, a.k.a. mine is
right.
from New York. Westchester County.
Right. So no doubt. So now it seems like what it's doing and how it's going is like it's the bond has moved because it's been traded, it's been here, it's been there, it's been all over. And it seems like we're going all the way around with this banking to come right back to the county.
Exactly.
We're coming right back. That's what's going on, and that's what I see. It's like a, you know, it's like a pyramid, but then it's coming right back to the county. So, like, I had all these people thinking, like you just said, thinking that, oh, direct treasury account, oh, they got it, this person got it, but really, where it was created at, that's where it's back at. That's where it starts at, and that's where it ends at.
It never left there. The only time it left there is when you authenticated it. Because you switched the original one for the one that you got.
True.
You see what I'm saying?
Now,
I try to tell people it's a business entity. It doesn't go anywhere, but they have you believing it went somewhere because, you know, they want you to believe it's you.
True indeed. Any number, the piece of paper. That's all it is.
Exactly.
Black and white. That's all it is, period.
Well,
so now,
hey,
Jonas, so let me ask you.
Hurry up.
Oh,
we got 90 seconds.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Now I was going to ask you about, so this whole thing about this getting this passport. So we still going to have to go through and get, we still going to need a court order, and we still going to, so we can create our court order. We need a court order, and we're still going to need that executive letter. Or no?
Listen, if you want your new appellation, the passport, you're going to have to go to court and get your name changed, right? You could do it before,
right, now,
you can do it after.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Is the name change that they have going to naturalize it?
No. See, the name change that they have, you're still going to put in your actual declaration of being a Moor in there when you're doing the name change, number one. Number two, you can't be naturalized until you take that new name and put it on the birth certificate and put it. So if you don't connect that new name to the social or the birth certificate, it's not.
Okay, like the other people did when you first caught it, they went right back and put themselves right back in the jurisdiction. Right. Okay.
Right.
I got you. All right. No doubt. I'm a unit four. Peace to the God. I'm going
to
deal with you.
Peace to God.
I love peace to your family, my G. Peace, God.
Yo, this is our show for tonight. Thank y'all for tuning in. We out of here. I'll see y'all again Monday. Peace to the gods.